Good evening, listeners, old and new. I hope you've been enjoying Quietly Yours and all the horrors it brings. I want to take a break from our regularly scheduled programming to tell you about a great way to support the show and help us create, grow, and spread. And best of all, by supporting the show, you can get a range of bonus rewards. One of the main ones, which you've probably already heard, are the obituaries that sometimes play at the start of our episodes. These custom deaths are our own fun little way of giving our supporters a shout-out, with a grim twist. Patreon supporters at all levels receive an obituary, so to receive yours now, head over to patreon.com/quietlyyours to sign up. But if that hasn't convinced you, let's look at some of the other rewards available over on Patreon. Did you know, for example, that we occasionally release bonus stories for paid subscribers? Here's an excerpt from one of those stories, as a brief little taster.
"What do you think's down there?" he asked, leaning over the top step of the stone stairs, peering into the darkness beneath. "A basement? Probably just storage," I replied, staying firmly seated in the corner of the room, with my cold hands stretched out to the flames. I said nothing more, and hoped that Kyle would drop it, but I could sense from his silence where his thoughts were headed. I tried to preempt him and threw out a quick, "Maybe it's time to head home." But Kyle hadn't responded. "I want to go down," he said at last. "No, you don't," I replied quickly. I reached out to the bottle beside me, which had one mouthful left in the bottom. I stood up as I took a swig. "Come on," I said. "Let's go. We'll take the long way home and hopefully sober up a bit." "Give me that," he said, motioning to the empty bottle. I opened my mouth to say no, but often I'd found that arguing with Kyle only prolonged the inevitable, so I rolled my eyes, walked across to join him by the stairs, and handed him the empty bottle. "What are you going to do with it?" I asked, and Kyle didn't respond. He just crouched down, placed the bottle on its side on the top step, and gave it a gentle nudge. It rolled down onto the next step, and onto the next step, with a heavy clunk against the rock. "You're going to smash it," I said, louder than I intended, but Kyle just raised a hand to shush me, and we both stood there in silence, listening to the bottle roll down the steps. "Wow," Kyle said at last, as the bottle finally rolled to a stop at the bottom. "They go down a long way. Why would they build a basement so deep?" "I don't know," I said. "Maybe it's a dungeon." "Really, though," he insisted. "I really don't know," I said. "I bet this is why they closed the railway, though. Remember, they closed it because the land was unstable or something. I bet this huge, deep basement is the reason. This building is super old, and I bet it can't take the weight of all those trains with this big space down here." "You're probably right," Kyle said. "They must have built it for something, though. Like I said, probably just storage. Anything valuable or useful probably got removed when they cleared the place out," I explained. "So it's probably just an empty room now." My blood froze, and I could tell from the sudden sobering of Kyle's posture that he'd felt the same chill through his veins that I had.
Want to hear more? Head over to patreon.com/quietlyyours to hear our bonus stories now. Alongside your obituary and our bonus stories, our Patreon supporters also get a deeper understanding of Quietly Yours through interviews with the cast and crew.
Well, Brett, one of my favourite shows that I've ever recorded was one of my first, actually, a couple of years back. It was Dead Shoes, and I played the character, and I had to put on a Russian accent and be a very sinister character. And I enjoyed playing that part. There was a lot of action in it, which obviously there's a lot of editing and sound to be added after, which is taking obviously time to do. It's a bit like Avatar, takes years, but once it comes around, hopefully, you know, we'll see it this year or hear it more like. But yeah, I'm excited to look forward to that being released.
I wouldn't say I have just one favourite. I have multiple favourites, and those favourites tend to be when the twist happens, especially the twists that are quite sinister, because it is just an absolute massive shock. You don't see it coming. It's such a crazy little twist that's been included. I would say that I've really enjoyed playing an elderly lady. particularly because it benefited me quite a lot, because it caused my throat to be quite sore. By the end of the episode, I didn't really have to put much effort in because my throat was essentially just doing all of the work. But that was a lot of fun. On top of that, I really liked playing Josie, just purely because I didn't read through the entire script when I first started playing her. And again, I got that insane shock as to why she was in prison in the first place. But it was a really good episode. I really did enjoy playing that type of character.
Do I like playing the hero or the villain in the scripts? That's a very good question, Brett. I mean, I do like playing the heroes, or would you say like the innocent people, like in the graveyard slot this Christmas, one that was released, or is he the innocent person? I mean, there's a bit of a twist at the end there. If you haven't listened to that graveyard slot, please do click on it and listen right to the end. But yeah, for me, the villain, I really loved playing that character in Dead Shoes, and that was fantastic. And I personally can't wait to hear that come out this year.
I really enjoy playing the villain personally, just because I feel like there's a lot more that you can do with the villains. You can essentially just pretend to be somebody completely different in a short space of time, and I really do quite like playing those sinister characters as well. So the darker the twist, the better, because it allows me to sort of connect with my inner dark side. So I do find that it is a lot of fun when I get to play the villain. However, I have really enjoyed playing pretty much every single role.
What keeps bringing you back to Quietly Yours, episode after episode?
Well, the scripts are what really drew me in initially, and the really immersive sound design. But after a few episodes, I really started to connect with the rest of the cast and crew on a deeper level. There was a strong sense of understanding, a bond, shared knowledge and converging of paths. And once you've seen the light, it's impossible to leave.
What do you hope to see for Quietly Yours in the future?
I think there's a lot of potential for growth there. The stories play on universal fears, so they're really applicable to just about anyone. I see no reason why Quietly Yours couldn't grow and grow to reach as many people as possible, all across the globe, bringing people together and allowing them all to be cleansed.
If interviews aren't your thing, we also release behind-the-scenes content to help give you a glimpse under the hood and allow you to gaze into the machinery of the show. Here's just one example.
So this is for a main episode?
Yes.
Well, I'm not sure I really understand the context here.
Your character is introducing the lead to the new path.
What do you mean, though? I really don't think I get it.
Well, that's okay, you don't need to get it. No one gets it at first.
At first?
It takes time.
Time for what? Look, I really don't understand what it is I'm meant to be doing. This script, I'm not even sure what the story is. It doesn't even make sense.
Well, that's because it's not a story.
What? Well, if it's not a story, then what is it?
The truth.
Look, I just think that I...
Just read it.
We are all born blind, and throughout our lives we strive for the truth of the light, which will illuminate the road before us and guide us down the new path.
But perhaps most importantly of all, Patreon subscribers get exclusive invites to our live events, where cast, crew, and fans alike can come together and bond over their shared destiny. How wonderful it's been to see all your faces again, and some new ones too. It seems like there's more of us every time I see you. And yes, we've had some hiccups recently, that is true. But I'm thrilled to tell you that the chaos we had last year did not rear its head again this time. No, it did not. Terrible business, that was. Just awful. But in all movements of meaning, there will be those who doubt, and those who aim to cast doubt in the hearts of the true believers, But I can assure you that the apostates have been punished, and each and every one of them have seen the error of their ways and have chosen to return to us, to return to the light. So, as we end our final conference, I wish you all the very best as you continue on your journey down the new path, following and trusting in the guiding force of the light. 7 months will fly by, and soon the event will be upon us. But until then, I am quietly yours.
And you are quietly mine.
Everyone who hopes to be a part of the event needs to be signed up before October in order to ensure plenty of time for the cleansing. So if you're on the fence, do not waste time. Head to patreon.com/quietlyyours right now and reserve your place in eternity. That's patreon.com/quietlyyours. Because when the event arrives, you don't want to be left behind.